Good morning. The time is 8:50 and time now for the pre-opening market report with our Director of Agricultural Programming, the Wizard of Ag, Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jim, and good Monday morning, everyone. China today reported a seventh death from a new form of avian flu and two more cases of infection, even as Chinese officials begin work on a vaccine. And the World Health Organization said it might send a team to China to study the disease. The H7N9 strain previously was known only to infect birds, and officials say they do not know why the virus is infecting humans now. They are still determining how people were exposed to it. Trade guesses are out for Wednesday's WASDE report, that coming out at 11 a.m. Central Time. The average guesses for ending stocks for the 2012-2013 growing season look like this: for corn, 824 million bushels, soybeans, 137 million bushels, and wheat, 731 million bushels. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, 14,523, is down 41 points. The NASDAQ, 3201, is down 2. And the S&P 500 at 1549 is down 3.5 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A complex storm system will likely impact a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through these next few days. And on top of that, there will be a significant freeze event that will impact U.S. hard red winter wheat country. The storm system will produce snow of substantial accumulations across a fairly large portion of Nebraska and South Dakota, with 6 to 16 inches of accumulation expected during the course of this week, and much of that will likely occur over the night tonight through Wednesday. We'll likely see snow accumulations of 3 to 9 inches to occur across the northern plains, on top of snow that's already deeply covered in northern portions of North Dakota and some areas in Minnesota. We have flooding that's already underway across a part of the northern plains as well, and that's in response to some of the minor snowmelt that has occurred here recently. We are not expecting to see snowmelt become a major issue across those areas because of the fact that it's going to stay colder than normal, but we are going to put more snow down on top of the snow that's already there and saturate the soil in some of the neighboring areas, raising the potential for a more serious flood event as we get into the latter part of April. To make matters even more interesting, much of the Canadian prairies are covered deeply in snow, and they too will likely see a very serious flood situation evolve this spring as much of that snow melts, but it probably won't do so until late April because it's going to be colder than normal, just like the northern plains, through most of this week. Some of that cold air that's in Canada and the northern U.S. plains is going to work its way southward behind the major storm system that's going to impact the Midwest this week. That will likely lead to frost and freeze conditions across most of U.S. hard red winter wheat country on Thursday morning. Damage is likely in Oklahoma and Texas, where the crop is advanced into the joint and even some booting stages, and it looks like the crops there will likely see temperatures below 28 degrees potentially for a number of hours. A close monitoring of that situation is warranted. Some of the cold air will work its way into the heart of the Midwest a little later in the week, Friday and Saturday mornings, but we don't believe the wheat crop in the Midwest is far enough advanced to take on any kind of significant damage other than burning back vegetative development. In the meantime, widespread precipitation will occur across most of the Midwest. We're expecting moisture totals from this storm system, which will likely take 2 or 3 days to work its way across the entire region, will likely run anywhere from around 0.4 inch to 1.5 inches in general, and there'll be some local totals that will get upwards to 2 and perhaps over 3 inches in a few locations. There will be a band of severe thunderstorms that will march across the heart of the region, and that will likely occur as we move through the day Tuesday into Thursday, and we'll likely see the majority of those areas experiencing the severe thunderstorms receiving some hail and damaging wind along with some very heavy rainfall. We do expect the storm system to work its way out of the region as we get to the end of this week, but for the most part, field work will come to a halt during midweek. Some significant corn planting has likely taken place since last Friday across some areas in the lower eastern Midwest, and we're also seeing some field work down across the Delta and southeastern states. This will likely continue over the day today and tomorrow because these areas will likely be left mostly dry. Once the rains come on during midweek, though, there will be a disruption to fieldwork, but it should be relatively brief. The frontal boundary and the severe thunderstorms will come and go fairly quickly, but they will leave behind quite an intensity of rain and some hail, and that will likely delay some fieldwork resuming as we get into the latter part of the week, the weekend, and then maybe next week we'll likely see a little bit of an increase in fieldwork occurring once again. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for this agricultural weather report comes from Busey. Busey believes that healthy businesses strengthen our local economy. They have a commercial banking team with 20-plus years of experience providing lending solutions to meet unique business needs. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's go ahead and look at the composite trade. Remember, trading hours changed on Sunday evening, and we are now in live pit trade. In Kansas City, May wheat at 737, up 11. July, 744, up 11 and a quarter. May wheat in Chicago, 705 and a quarter, up 6 and a quarter. July, 709 and a quarter, up 5. May corns, 633 and three quarters, up 4 and three quarters. July, 622, up 4 and a quarter. December, 534, down 1. May soybeans, 1371 and a quarter, up 9 and a half. November, 1232, up 4. May soybean meal, 392.70, up 190. May soybean oil at 49.16, up 33 cents. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Aaron Curtis of MITCO. He is in Bloomington Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Doing well for a Monday, a little shiny Monday out there. Temperature almost 60 degrees. We might be planning this week at some point.
Yeah, there was some talk of some planting going on in parts in western Illinois late last week, so there's a little bit of activity going on, Dave, but for the most part, kind of waiting and seeing how things go. And unfortunately, it looks like we might cool down again by the end of the weekend, which I guess is par for the course this spring, but hopefully we can kind of get a little better pattern in here as we head towards the end of April.
Meanwhile, we're awaiting the midweek WASD. We have one out, I believe, on Wednesday. The interesting thing, as I looked at the pre-trade guesses, Aaron, was the range of the corn, 625 million to 925 million. No one has a handle on this because of the quarterly grain stock report, I suspect.
Right. I mean, we added 400 million bushels above what the average guest was expecting there on the quarter grain stocks report. And, you know, how much of that gets factored in the supply-demand report on Wednesday at 11 o'clock, that we don't know. And I think that's what everybody's struggling with to guess. Does most of it get moved back into the supply-demand or a portion of it? And how big is that portion? And that's why you're seeing the wide ranges in guesses. And I would assume we will see some of that added back in, but not nearly the 400 million, so my guess would be somewhere in that 200 million higher than the previous month, but we'll see. And then on the bean side, not expecting a whole lot of increase. I think the average guess is just showing Indian stocks up about 10 to 15 million bushels, so expecting continued strong usage on that side, Dave.
So why are we seeing some light bull spreading in the corn pit today?
Well, I think we're seeing some front month recovery because China futures opened again overnight after a little bit of a holiday period, and the bird flu story is not quite as negative in their futures markets as maybe some had feared, so allowing things to recover just a touch. You know, unfortunately, some bad news surrounding the news over there and how it affects soybean and meal demand, but we are seeing a little recovery. And, of course, the market due for some sort. Of course, last week was a pretty ugly week, Dave, so seeing a little recovery here this morning. But news is somewhat limited, and I think we'll continue to see some pretty quiet trading sessions here, at least until Wednesday's numbers, and then we'll dive a little closer into weather here after we get through this week.
Do you have very much optimism that we can see anything resembling a recovery rally, or are we pretty much bound to move sideways here on out until after we get the corn in the ground.
I think we're going to move sideways here. I think we can cure some of our oversold condition by moving sideways here. And unless the weather gets a little more adverse and we really start talking some planting delays, I think we're going to continue to struggle to get any sort of a rally going in here in the short term anyway, Dave.
Thank you much, Aaron.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too. That's Aaron Curtis of MITCO in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. May wheat is 7.04 3/4, up 5 3/4. That's the Chicago variety. July is 7.09 1/4, up 5. May corn, 6.33 1/2, up 4 1/2, now up 4 1/4. July 6.22, up 4 1/4. And December at 5.33 1/2, down 1 1/2. May soybeans, 13.71 1/4, up 9 1/2. July, 13.52 3/4, up 9. November, 12.32 1/4, up 4 1/4. May soybean meal, 3.93.70, up 1.90. May soybean oil, 49.17, up 34. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana.